just going to read the message in a minute. I just wanted to give you some details. Father Kenny was cracking jokes with the Swiss guards. And they all could speak English, and they liked his jokes. But
somebody forgot his ticket.
Yes, he forgot his ticket. He was a riot. The Archbishop got us each tickets for the front row, and everybody in the front row gets to go up and meet the Pope afterwards and receive his personal blessing and talk to him and all this and that. So Father Kenny forgot his ticket, and we're riding along, and I saw Blessed Mother in a vision, and she was taking tickets with one hand, and on the other hand, she was motioning Father to come in. And I said, oh, Father, you're going to get in all right. Don't worry. So he did get in.
The Archbishop was not real pleased. He forgot his ticket.
And then the Swiss guard all click their heels and salute when the Archbishop goes by. And so we got inside the building. It was inside and in the air-conditioned St. Paul's Hall. And Archbishop Ganaka said, we'll go down the center aisle. And when we went in the doors, the whole hall was full, 7,000 people. We were an hour early, and it was that full. And they were all in their separate little nationality groups singing their songs and everything. And when they saw the Archbishop go down the aisle, they stopped and they turned around and they waved. And they started doing that wave that they do in the stadium, singing. He was blessing them. I'm telling you, it was something. So we got in our seats, and he was the only Archbishop there. There were no cardinals. It was like Our Lady had this all planned from the, well, I'm sure she did.
And there were no bishops.
There were no bishops. There were a couple Monsignors and Archbishop Ganaka. And so the guy that drove us as a friend of his name's Carlo something or other, who drives at 100 miles an hour. And
Peter, we felt right at home.
Don was sitting next to him, and he said that he kept going back and forth, looking up at the Archbishop, saying, Papa Ganaka, Papa Ganaka, Papa Ganaka. So it was really neat. I took all of you there in my heart. I wish you all could have been there, but it was just something else. The Holy Father blessed the image Refuge of Holy Love, and he put his hands on our heads and blessed us. And I have a lot of blessed things that he blessed. And that's it. So you're going to read the message, right?
We almost didn't get there. Maureen has a number of breathing problems. It was 95, 96 degrees every day there. She was sick before we left. She was sick on the flight. She was sick the whole time except for the day that we went over to see the Holy Father. So she had a wonderful time. This evening's message. Blessed Mother and St. John Vianney are here, and they both say praise be to Jesus. Our Lady gave Maureen a lengthy private message. And then St. John Vianney said, my brothers and sisters, pray for the priest to pursue the virtue of simplicity. Through this virtue, they will think, speak, and act only to please God, to Jesus through Mary. One of the fruits of this virtue is discernment. I'm praying with you, and I extend to you tonight my priestly blessing. And I'll repeat that. This is every second Friday of the month, we pray for priests here. My brothers and sisters, pray for priests to pursue the virtue of simplicity. Through this virtue, they will think, speak, and act only to please God, to Jesus through Mary. One of the fruits of this virtue is discernment. I am praying with you, and I extend to you tonight my priestly blessing. Anything else? Peter, no, Peter, they will not let you drive over there. The Archbishop introduced Father Kenny first, and then they both introduced Maureen to the Holy Father. Basically, what Maureen said.
Yeah, what did I say?
What did she say? She forgot. We had to go over this and over this and over this so Maureen wouldn't forget what to tell him. And after we addressed him as Your Holiness, let's see here, what did she say? Peter, would you get that balloon down? Dear Holy Father, this is another gift from the Blessed Mother to you. And then we knelt. We had the pictures of the United Hearts and Mary Refuge of Holy Love, placed them on his lap. Judy put it together a beautiful portfolio with some of the private messages that Our Lady has given Maureen for the Holy Father, and some other different messages that were given to him about what's taking place here, etc. And later that evening, Our Lady came and advised Maureen that the Holy Father had read the information given to him and took it to heart. So we just thank you for that.
Yeah. I did point to the cross on Our Lady's hand, and I said, see, co-redemptrix. And he said, yes, yes.
We said the United Hearts and Mary Refuge of Holy Love and co-redemptrix. So it was very simple, but it was a nice place to visit, but I think we'll stay here.
Their pizza wasn't good either.
Peter, you would have loved the food over there. They eat for 2 hours every night.